You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good Saturday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful. This is Landon for Lifeline Ministry. We are here live in the studio this morning. I'm going to give you a call letter. So I'll just come straight up with phone numbers if you need to call in. If you have a miraculous praise report that gives God and God alone all the glory, and there's no way it could happen if it was not for God, it's nice for people to know God's still on the throne. He still works. Miracles are still taking place, and it happened to you. Because then go, wow, that's, if it happened to them, it could happen to me. You know, it's nice to give God the praise. They overcame him, it says in Revelation, talking about the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, which Jesus already did that. He was the blood of the Lamb, and the word of their testimony. I love when a word of a testimony comes forth and just destroys that old ugly devil. There's nothing more precious. Anyway, if you have one of those, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. In town, local, 221-1100. Real easy. You don't even have to go to the top row, I don't think. 221-1100. Out of town, 888. That's 888-221-8990. Call for prayer and call to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. If I'm in the middle of the teaching and you get the unction, man, I need this. I need my divine nature restored. I need to be back in fellowship with God. You call. You call. I will stop talking just to do that. I mean, I want you in the kingdom. I want you restored. God wants you restored. He wants to give himself to you again. He wants to offer his sacrifice for you. He wants to bring you back into divine power, divine nature. Take advantage of it. Okay? We're going to talk about knowledge this morning. Also, listen on the web. If you can, if you have time, pull it up real quick. WCNO.com. It's online. WCNO.com. Pull it up, click on live broadcast, ride with us. If not, if you miss it, we are on demand. You can click demand, a little calendar pops up. You can pick 8:30 on any Saturday morning. The program's called Lifeline. You can ride with us that way. So we thank you for tuning into Lifeline. I hope we bring you some profound knowledge from the Word of God. Father, this morning we come to you and we empty everything out of my mind. And I want everybody to agree with me. Please do the same thing I'm doing so you can receive from God this morning. We empty our thoughts. We empty any guilt, anything. Father, forgive us anything we might have said, did, or thought in the last 24 hours or last year or whatever it is. Clean our minds out. Clean our hearts out, Lord. Renew us with the right spirit at this very moment, Lord. Use these lips of clay. I empty this vessel for your use to be fit for you. Please speak through these lips of clay. Let this message come forth unhindered, untouched by any outside source. We rebuke you, devil, from coming into anybody's mind, coming against the airwave, or attacking any part of this. I put you under subjection in the name of Jesus. So we can come forth with this thing in pure truth, and people can receive the knowledge of God this morning. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we will preach this word unhindered and unchecked by any outside source. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I am a new granddad. Her name is Kaya, and she is awesome. My little baby girl just had a baby. So everybody out there that listens to me regularly, Sister Sharon and so on, please, I want you to uplift, uphold Kaya to the kingdom of God. I want to dedicate this baby to the kingdom of God. Everybody that listens, I want you praying for her this week. Pray for Kaya. Say, Landon said he had a grandbaby, Kaya, he's so impressed. Lord, don't you let nobody. Y'all just protect her and pray for her. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. We're going to talk about knowledge. Here's the deal. Here's what happened. We were designed to be godlike. We were made. We all know this. God says, the Bible says that he made us in his image, in his likeness. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So we were designed in God's image. Everything else was made. The seed of the tree was to bear another tree. So everything reproduced after its seed. The seed bearing tree, bear another tree. The seed bearing this, bear another that. Everything was after its kind. The fish reproduced. Same thing. It was just a seed, but he switched the word to kind when it became to something like an animal or a mammal or whatever. When it was a tree or a plant, it referred to it as seed. So this tree had another tree after its seed, after its seed, after its seed. The fish had one after its kind, after its kind. The horse had another horse after its kind. Everything was after its kind and after its seed. Then when it came to man, it said, but the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. So God himself, with his own hands, customized and formed with the image, the likeness, and the exactness of God, us. He formed God. Then it says he breathed in man. Who breathed in man? God. God, out of his own breath, his own pneuma, his own spirit, breathed in man, and man became. See, God, we often use this word set when we're preaching scripture. I don't really care for people that do that a whole lot because I wish you'd say make. God is a maker. I can set something anywhere, but I can't make. God makes. So God breathed on man and made man instantly become a living soul. So God fashioned and formed us into his image, into his likeness, so we could be like him and so we could have his divine nature. The reason he breathed in us the breath of life and man became a living soul was giving us his nature. We were formed and fashioned by God with his exact God-like nature. Now, here's what happened, and we know the story, but pay attention. This is important for the ending. You got to hear the very start of this thing. Okay? Now, God put man in the garden, and God said this. God said, listen here, man. Here's the deal. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, listen, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now listen to me here. Let me paint this picture over. Here's what happened. The Lord God himself, the God of all gods, the supreme divinity, the supreme being, the magistrate and majesty over all things, took the man. Do you get that? This is like God coming to you tonight when you go to sleep, or today when you're home sitting on the couch. God comes to you and says, come with me, puts out his hand and takes you somewhere and puts you there and says, here, I brought you here. I put you here. This is what you're to do. I don't think most of us would really question that. If God came to you live, picked you up, carried you by his hands and put you somewhere and told you what to do, you'd probably follow it then. I would like to think so. So the Lord God, okay, he came and he took Adam. That means he actually carried him away. He drew him to himself. He reserved him and he placed him somewhere. And then he took this man, Adam, and he put him. He placed him at rest. He gave him a place. He gave him a peace in this place. He said, listen, let me put you here in this garden, and I want you to dress it. I want you to work it, and I want you to keep it. I want you to keep the weeds out. I want you to protect it, and I want you to be aware of it. Then the Lord God commanded the man, saying, listen, of every tree in the garden you may freely eat. The Lord God, back then, it didn't rain, hadn't rained upon the earth. Water would come up during the night from the ground and water the earth. God said, listen, dude, just chill here. I'm going to bring you here. I put you here myself. My hand is upon you. This is your place. You own this. This is your garden. God put you here, so I'm going to protect. I'm going to take care of. I'm going to give you all your needs. All you have to do is keep the weeds out and work this area that I've given unto you and keep it. Guard it. Be aware of it. Hedge it about. Don't let no thorns come in. Don't let no evil come in. That's it. Just protect it, and I'll take care of you. And then the Lord commanded him, said, look, I don't eat every single thing in here. Just eat to your heart's content. I will replenish it for you. And follow me, this is the same thing offered us today. This is the divine nature. This is the offer that's on the table for you today. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof. Of the root system, source, or tree of the awareness of evil, don't eat it. This is where we pay attention. This is where we got off the mark. This is where we messed up. He said, of the tree, the base, the root line of, the source of, the awareness, the knowledge, the awareness of evil, thou shall not eat of it. We weren't supposed to eat of it. We weren't supposed to taste it, touch it, desire it, or devour it. But we did. You weren't designed to eat evil. That's why when we do these things we do, when we lie, when we fornicate, when we lust, when we do drugs, when we do idolatry, when we do adultery, we don't deal with it very well. It comes in us and it consumes us. You were supposed to live in, dwell in, and remain in a divine nature. God said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Just don't do it, boy. I gave you everything. I provide everything. There's no reason for you to do anything like that. You don't need anything. I, God, am providing everything for you. So do all you want. Eat all you want. I'll bring it. I'll make it happen again. Don't partake of this. Do not eat of the knowledge and awareness of evil. Don't touch it. Don't taste it. Don't eat it. For in the day you do that, he said, thou shalt surely thereof. In the day you do that, thou shalt surely die. Your Christ-like nature, your divine, your God-like germination, your God-like seed, you're made in the image and likeness of God part of you, will cease to exist. Because now you have been fashioned and formed in the Master's image exactly and his likeness, but now you have chosen to partake, devour, and input inside of you evil. We know what's going to happen then. You can't stay. You're no longer in that divinity. You're not in your divine germination. You have taken yourself off the mark and decided to become evil. What comes in your heart is what takes over you. All right, quickly move on from there. Here's what we got. My point is, we have taken and eaten of something we were not designed to deal with. Now we're trying to fight off, we are actually trying to fight the devil. So we're trying to fight spiritual forces and spiritual principles as a natural man who's been taken off the mark of his divine nature. Obviously, that's not possible. The devil's going to stomp your tail every time. And until you stop, slow down, and go, what do I have to do then, Landon? How do I get back to beat the devil out of my life? I'm going to give you the knowledge now. Here comes the knowledge of that right now. We were never designed to be partakers of the evil. Excuse me. We were never designed to be partakers of the evil. We were commanded, as a matter of fact, don't even eat of it. God said, look, man, don't touch it. Don't taste it. And for my sake, do not devour it. For the love of me, don't devour it. We know what we did. We did it. Now, here's the knowledge. Okay? The knowledge is, and we've heard this from preacher after preacher, year after year after year, it's time to open up the window of your soul. It's time to open up the eyes of your heart. It's time to open up your mind and decide, you know what? I'm tired of being a child. I'm going to grow up and take this serious. I talk about it and I play the church game, and the church has let the whole world down. I wish I could go into that sermon. We can do that maybe another time. But listen, so God says, here's the deal. My people perish for lack of knowledge. God said, my people perish. My created in my image, created in my likeness, fashioned in my exactness, people perish because they don't maintain or obtain the knowledge of me. I would imagine it was a lot easier when he came down in the garden. He used to walk with Adam and Eve. It's easy to understand the knowledge of God when he's walking with you. Now we have to stay with him, which is designed through the word. This Bible, this thing that we don't read, that man has made such a mockery out of, forget about what man taught you with this Bible. Number one, whatever some man has taught you about the Bible, it may be right, it may be wrong, and you don't know. And if it is wrong, it's going to carry you down a path so bad that you're going to think it's right, and you'll be led totally off the mark. Totally off the mark. Forget about what someone has taught you. You get in here and you get in that book and you find the knowledge for yourself. God will take the lid off. He'll reveal himself by his own divine power and his own divine nature, and the Holy Ghost will steer you back on the course of truth. It's called the Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth will lead you and guide you into all truth, the Word says. So here's what the Word says. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The moral reverence. For you to stop, grow up, and say, you know what? I mentally am going to believe. And I'm mentally going to press forward. I'm going to make up my mind today that I'm going to stop disrespecting God, for one. And I'm going to stop abusing myself. And I'm going to stop mocking God. And I'm going to actually reverence him. And I'm going to start, and I'm going to develop myself and grow back into my Christ-like nature. And I'm going to grow back into my God, my divine nature. You were created with a divine germination, man. A divine nature, a divine disposition. You were constructed by God when he formed man in his image to be a small little God. You're designed in his disposition, with his character, with his likeness. He gave you the power and the dominion, because when he formed Adam, he said, listen, here's the deal. I give you power and dominion over all this, over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, every creeping thing that creepeth along the ground. He gave him total dominion. He was to dominate with a God-like expansion, a God-like growth, because he had a God-like nature. That's who you are. But devil being as subtle as he was and tricking them back then, has come in today very subtly, and he has messed us up. We've gotten in such a busy world that we can only see with our natural eyes. As long as you can keep your spiritual mind and spiritual eyes closed, you'll see your natural problems. You'll chase after the next paycheck for the next bill. You'll chase after the whatever kind of affection you're into for the next little satisfying or gratifying of the flesh. You'll chase after whatever you need that gets you mentally relaxed. You'll chase after highs and different things. None of these things we were supposed to chase after. As long as the devil can come in subtly and keep you busy in that type of mentality, you won't stop long enough to reverence God and obtain and gain the knowledge of God, the fear of the Lord. The moral reverence of God himself is the beginning of knowledge. I keep saying that over because you got to realize you'll never obtain, you'll never start the walk, you'll never begin to get knowledge until you stop, grow up, and fear the Lord. You say, you know what? I've made my mind up. I'm going to give everything I have mentally to press into this word of God. I'm going to take that book right there and I'm going to read it. I'm going to put all other books down and I'm going to pick up that word and I'm going to get in that word and I'm going to watch it transform my life like it says it will do. I believe it is the word of God. It's been around 4,000 years. Nobody's been able to prove it wrong yet. That right there should tell you it is the word of God. You've been breathing that air out there that we polluted back in the day with fires back in the West. They had just fires and stuff from the brush and blah, 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 and some gun smoke. Now we got plants and things and all these different chemicals going in the air from different kind of power plants, different kind of this, whatever. We got things putting out pollution, cars. We got all this stuff that is that has come into the atmosphere, which is a very complex, complex thing just to start with. We have polluted it with a lot of different things, and God still, in his mercy, keeps that ozone and atmosphere right where we can still breathe. We haven't burned up yet. We haven't froze yet. Think about it. There has to be a God. When you watch a baby be born, there has to be a God. You're going to tell me that those liquids come together and make that? That's impossible. There has to be a God, okay? Listen, when you start to believe that, when you start to fear God, get in that book called the Bible and find out for yourself the knowledge of God, it will change your life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. My son or my daughter, this is what Proverbs 2 says. Please turn there or start writing all this down. You need to know this. Somebody should be calling here by now and saying, man, I need that. I need the knowledge of God. I want to be restored to my divine nature. I'm tired that I got taken off the mark. I'm mad at the devil that I was made in the image of God, had the power of God, the likeness of God. I was created to dominate all things, and now I'm being dominated. I'm so depressed. I'm so much on dope. I'm so selling my body. I'm so doing all these things. I hate to go to work. I call in sick on certain days just because I need a mental break. I lie to my boss. I make up the stupidest junk. I'm a mess. And you're offering me the chance to come back to my divine nature. That means I have a chance to become excellent again. God will restore your virtue. God will make you honorable among men. People will see you as an honorable person. You'll be someone to be honored again. God will restore you to an excellent being again. He says this, my son or my daughter, Proverbs chapter 2, if thou will receive my words, if you'll listen to what Landon's telling you this morning, if you'll get in your word for yourself and look at it for yourself to realize it's true and hide my commandments within thee. If thou, number one, receive my words, hide those commandments in you. Put them in you. When something comes up, you need these commandments to draw upon. You need this word to draw upon. Then you can use this word and its divine power that's attached to it with your divine nature to dominate things and things not dominate you. Follow me. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Are you listening to this word this morning or not? So that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, Carol, and search for her as hidden treasure, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, Carol, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. What'll happen? Then you'll begin to understand and reverence God again. And at that point, you will find the knowledge, which is another word for awareness. You will come into the awareness of God. Why? Because God will take the lid off and he'll start to reveal himself to you again, because now you have established your godlike nature. You've restored your divine nature because you've started obtaining the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God has come in. You've run off the evil. The thing that you partook of is no longer partaking of you. You will run it out of your life because this knowledge will start opening your eyes into the spirit again. God will reveal himself to you, his nature to you again. You'll start to see who you're supposed to be, and you'll flee from, turn again, and run against, and start rebuking the devil. You'll take authority over that joker real quick when you see that he is subtle, and he has connived you, and he has tricked you. So if you seek her silver and search for her hidden treasure, then shall thou find and understand the fear of the Lord, and then shall thou find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. But I don't understand, Landon. Listen to me. For the Lord, verse 6, Proverbs 2, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Woo! The Lord God gives you wisdom. Out of his very mouth come knowledge and understanding. Do we need that? Most desperately. Proverbs 23:12 says, apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. It said back here, if thou cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, when's the last time you've done that? When's the last time you got serious and said, God, I need you. I need this knowledge. God, I'm going to read your word. I understand now, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That tells me right there it cannot be separated. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were made by the Word. Was not anything made that was made without the Word. When you read that in John, the very first chapter of John, you're going to go, wow, okay, so I got to get in this book. I got to take it serious. I got to grow up. I got to read this word. I got to eat this word. I got to digest this word, because in this word, I'll find the knowledge of God. I'll get restored back into my divine nature. I'll get restored because God has divine power and he's given it to me pertaining to all things that pertain to life. I need that. 2211100. I need that. I'm ready, Landon. I'm ready to cry out to God now and say, God, restore me back into my right mind. God, I'm going to get in your word. I'm going to seek that knowledge. I'm going to eat that word. I'm going to stay there, because it says, if I attend unto my word and I hide your commandments within me and I incline my ear into this wisdom and apply mine heart to understand, if I cry after you and ask you for knowledge and I beg you for understanding, Lord, if I seek you like silver and for hidden treasures, then you'll find and understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 5 says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. How many people would love to find the knowledge of God? If I came up right now and said, here, man, here's the knowledge of God. Can I give you the knowledge of God? Sir, ma'am, how would you like to have the knowledge of God? If you walk up to a businessman who's really running things, he's got a big show going on, and you say, listen, man, how would you like to have the knowledge of God? That jerk will trade his soul. He'll write you a check for $100,000. He'll write you a check for $1 million. If you can give him the knowledge of God. God just said to you, man, he just said, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Who doesn't need or want the knowledge of God today? If you don't want it, hang up now. Turn the station now if you don't want the knowledge of God. But if you do, come get it. You can call here or just listen and do it on your own. Cry out to God on your own, whatever. We're going to go back to where we were last week real quick before we close. 2 Peter 1, Peter said this. He said, listen, now that you're thinking along those lines, he goes, I got something to say to you, and I'm going to talk to them who have obtained like precious faith with me through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Now listen, he's going to say two times that this all comes by the knowledge of God, by the knowledge of God, by reading your word, by putting your life on hold, by putting your busy schedule aside, by telling people, listen, I can't do that today. I need time in my word. I need time with my God. I need time alone so he can reveal himself to me. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. How is grace and peace multiplied to you again? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. He says, grace and peace will be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible. The Bible. There's no other word for that. The knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord is another way of saying the B-I-B-L-E. That thing contains that book that you refuse to read, that book that you're too busy for, contains the knowledge of God. He says, and here's why. Peter says in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, according as his divine nature, what is that? No, I'm sorry. According as his divine power, according as his divine power, according as God's godlike force, God's godlike miraculous power has given unto you and me all things that pertain unto life and godliness, ready? Through the knowledge of him. Does it sound familiar? We need knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Get in that book and find the knowledge. Stop playing. Grow up, please. I'm begging you. It will change your life. You got to trust me on this one. Don't trust me. Trust God. Get in there and find it for yourself. Call his bluff, man. according as his divine power is given unto us, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. God has called you to honor and excellence. Remember that? In the beginning, he called you. He fashioned you. He formed you. He made you. He breathed on you the breath of life. Man became a living soul. So, 2 Peter 1:4, whereby, Peter says, whereby are given unto us. See, you don't even have to earn it. All you got to do is get in there and find it. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. I've already covered some of them to you today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's a great and precious promise. God said, if you seek me as silver and search for me as hidden treasure, you shall understand and reverence me, and you shall find the knowledge of God. That's a promise. That's a precious promise. 2 Peter 1:4 says, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these exceeding great and precious promises that I've just gone over with you, you might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, wow, Landon, hold on a minute. You found it. That you might be where? Whereby are giving unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. By these you might be partakers of the divine nature. This is the godlike germination again, the godlike growth, the godlike expansion, the godlike character you were designed to be when God formed you, and the godlike disposition that you should be carrying yourself in now because you are filled with the Holy Ghost and walking in the knowledge and the power of God. And then he says, if you'll do this, Peter said, if you'll do this, if you'll get in that book and you'll get in that Bible and let God give unto you these great, exceeding, and precious promises, that by these great, exceeding, and precious promises, you might be a partaker again and restored unto your divine nature. Then he says, guess what'll happen? Now God will make you that you will escape the corruption of the world that comes to you through lust. Lust is the longing for that which God forbids. It's simply the longing for that which is forbidden. That's all it is. You can attach that to whatever it is you're into. It's the longing and desire. If you want to break that addiction, if you want to break that problem, if you want to break that mindset, if you want to break that depression, if you want to break all that suicidal tendencies, you need to get in this book and get in this word and be partakers of that divine nature through these promises found in the Bible, and God will make you escape the corruption that's in the world through that longing for what's forbidden. That's the whole problem with people today. They can't get over what they desire. The flesh totally tears them down the wrong road. They can't break free. I've offered it to you now, 221-1100. Call up here. Start partaking of these precious promises through your word of God. God will restore you to your divine nature that we talked about back in Genesis. And that will allow you and make you that you can escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. That was all found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Meditate on those this week. Meditate on those. Listen, send your tithe and offering to this ministry. Okay? Tithe to your local church first. I want you to support where your roots are. After that and above that, and that's when God will go after and above for you, I want you to tithe to this specific ministry, Lifeline. P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Send your love gift. Send your offering to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time. Send your love offering or send your gift to us at Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Dr. Bob is retired, full of wisdom, Doctor of Divinity. He'll counsel you through all these things that we come on here and pour our heart out to teach you. We want you to walk like we walk. We want you in this divine nature so the devil will leave you alone, leave your family alone. Try lifeline at gmail.com. I work a lot, but he doesn't. He has time to get back with you. He has time to counsel you. Great counsel. Try lifeline at gmail.com. Try lifeline at gmail.com. Hit him up for anything you need at TryLifeline. Let us help you at TryLifeline@gmail.com. Listen, somebody needs to call here and change your life today. Start reading your word and become divine nature. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is crylifeline at gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.